morning, audio be late. It's something like 7:20 on a Wednesday morning, and I'm out walking the dog, and it's dark, and it's about to rain. I remember, like, not so long ago, walking the dog at 7 in the morning was brilliant. The sun was out, and it was warm, and now it's just completely dark and cold, and I'm kind of rushing back towards home now, because it's going to chuck it down with rain in a minute. I can feel the raindrops on me already. But I got school today, starting a debrief on the web projects that we delivered before the autumn break. So that's going to be really interesting, actually, because all the groups in the class produced some really kick-ass websites, actually. So it's really going to be interesting today to start the debriefs and hear what the teachers really have to say about the sites, which is cool. And then tomorrow, 50 Stories for Pakistan. It will come out. It's going to be out. I got the first hard copy. Came on Monday. And it looked really, really awesome, actually. The front cover was... front cover looks amazing. Not because of anything I've done, but just because of the image I've chosen, which was pretty much donated by Getty Images, which is really generous of them. And it's a really powerful image, and it really highlights the whole purpose of why we're doing the book. So I really think the cover is going to do an awful lot to attract people to the book, actually. More so that the people on the front of the book, the man and the boy, they're actually people caught in the disaster that we're trying to raise money to, help relieve, so to speak. So, it's the cover is just powerful. It looks really powerful when you see the book. So that's, and the way it's been printed as well and everything, it looks great. And the interior of the book looks really cool as well. My wife actually did all the typesetting for the book, and it looks amazing. We had a few little tweaks to do. For example, the title on the spine of the book was just a tiny bit off center. So we had to kind of sit down once we had that hard copy and just tweak that. And also the blurb on the back as well not even half a centimetre. It needed to be kind of tweaked over slightly. And then also a few little things on the interior as well. But generally, it was 98% there. It was just a few small things that needed tweaking. So we've done those, sat down and did those yesterday. And I'm going to upload the files today. And the book is going to be available for all you folks out there to buy as from tomorrow. But like I say, the actual print quality of the book from blurb.com. Blurb, man, you kick Lulu's ass. You kick CreateSpace's ass. I really do think if you're an indie publisher or an indie author and you want to get your books done, hard copies, forget Amazon, man. Forget all those other companies that are out just to get money from you. Go to blurb.com. They charge you for the printing, and that is it. They don't take anything of the cover price from your book. You set your own cover price. They charge you for the printing, and that is all. And they do a really awesome job, and they deliver everything by UPS, I believe, which is really cool. I just really think the quality of what they produce for 50 Stories Pakistan really is exceptional, and I really think it kicks those other companies' asses. So Blurb, books, man, you rock. Alright, I'm going to get towards home now. It hasn't really started chucking down the rain, which is really good. I'll be late, probably when I've uploaded the book again. And the ebook, I need to get that finished to make sure that's available either tomorrow or Friday. So, going to get on with my day now. Have an awesome one. See ya.